The Australian economy is growing slowly, and data out today will give an indication as to its real health. Official retail sales figures for November will be released, and strong numbers may add to the case for another interest rate rise next month. In the US, central bank officials there have debated whether or not to raise interest rates from the near zero levels. Here's finance reporter Sue Lannan.
The bounce back from the global recession is slow going. In the US, the Federal Reserve is worried that winding back purchases of mortgage bonds from banks could harm the housing market. The minutes from its policy meeting in December shows officials debated whether to extend their program of asset purchases. Official interest rates are near zero in the US, and there are worries that could fuel inflation. National Australia Bank economist Rob Henderson says the Fed is trying to wind back the stimulus.
The numbers out of the US, while they're not indicating a strong recovery, nonetheless, they are indicating a recovery which is now well and truly in train now. So the Fed has got much, much looser monetary policy in place at the moment than the Reserve Bank got near. They have to now start thinking about withdrawing some of that stimulus.
In Australia, cash handouts from the government have faded, but infrastructure spending is holding up the construction sector. Rob Henderson thinks today's retail sales data will be positive and show an economy that is growing.
Business conditions were very strong in the month of November, so a 0.7% increase is an outsized increase compared to the average for this survey, but we're pretty confident, and anecdotal evidence seems to support this view, that November was a pretty good month for retailers.
So what does that mean for interest rates in February? Do you think that the Reserve Bank will keep them on hold, or are they likely to rise again?
I think the Reserve Bank needs to increase interest rates in February, and it won't surprise us if there's another 25 basis increase when the bank meets on the first Tuesday of February.
Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle, Bill Mitchell, isn't so optimistic. Private sector data shows that the manufacturing and services industries aren't growing.
Well, I think there's a lot of mixed signals at the moment, but in general terms, I think the economy is very flat. I think we are still very vulnerable to a reversal of the very modest growth that we've witnessed in the September quarter. And I think that the policy vigilance should still be there to make sure that we're continuing to grow.
Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle, Bill Mitchell. Sue Lannan with that report.